Beautiful people, the storyteller is back. It is Ignite Your Purpose, the show, the podcast, the vlog where we talk daily. Woo! Daily about longevity through a healthy lifestyle. Longevity through a healthy lifestyle. That healthy lifestyle includes a mix of the mental, spiritual, and physical knowledge right there. That mind, body, soul trifecta, which I have deemed you cannot have the trifecta without one of them. If you're missing something, you're not going to get that longevity, baby, that you damn well deserve. All right? In the simplest form, we're trying to go from negative to positive, better every day. I tell stories simply about acts and occurrences that have happened in my life. I'm not judging. I'm not taking them for better or for worse. I am simply trying to learn from them, to educate myself, to hire myself. And then I'm spitting that back at you so that you can do the same. 10 years in the game, Soto Zen, man, with a teacher that very few people will ever get to meet. From a long, long line of lineage. So that's it. That's all. On that note, I truly want to talk to you about how important it is. And these are some of the simple things we talk about here on Ignite Your Purpose: sleep, hydration, food, but surrounding yourself with the proper people. All right. I was gone for a month. I tend to work alone quite a bit, and I tend to be surrounded by people who I'm very involved with in business, which is great. All right. That's amazing. I love it all. Here's the side note on that. When I was away, I booked meetings with other entrepreneurs, people in the medical field, people in the Ethereum field, which is blockchain, fields that I don't have access to up here. I don't even know the people. And they're not really in my circle. And when I'm here, I'm super busy doing this in the circles I know. So a frig ton of entrepreneurs, which I consider myself one of, all right? I don't really chill with a ton of entrepreneurs. Having said that, I was absolutely dumbfounded, as I usually am, because a lot of times we all have preconceived notions, and I think that, hey, I'm doing good, I'm surrounding myself with good people, but to be around the energies of other entrepreneurs absolutely skyrocketed me 400%. 5 million percent. I don't know the percent. I just know it was major. So much so that when I talk to some people that are in my, I won't say inner circle, but in my, somewhat of my circle, loose acquaintances that A, don't really have their shit together, B, don't really want to get their shit together, and C, are looking for a handout, I actually now felt the difference in my own body of being on those Uber highs, right? Riding that energy wave of people who are on that same energy wave as you, and then kind of being in that circle. Somebody's down there with me. Sorry, not with me, but I ran into, that's from my circle from back home. Again, a loose acquaintance. And just, it was like being drugged into a pity party vortex. And at a pity party, nothing's going to get done. You're not going to find your hopes, dreams, aspirations. You're not going to climb to the top of that mountain with everybody having a pity party. Now, at an entrepreneur party, some of them that I went to, these people are in good spots. A lot of them have made it. Some of them haven't made it. They're scratching by. They're itching by like a lot of us. But they're in a good place because they believe in themselves. They have a dream. They have a goal. They have an aspirations. And they're trying to achieve something. I think they truly know their purpose. That was inspiring to be around, and that energy wore off on me. So if you are not in a good spot, if you are not where you want to be, it's time to drop that dead weight. I talk about this a lot. It's time to drop that dead weight. And that dead weight could be a relationship. It could be people that you surround yourself, friends from high school, friends from college that are still partying, don't really don't give trust fund babies. I don't know. But if it ain't serving you, it's time to find a new group. And just like I do, if you can't find that new group, chill by yourself. Be comfortable with yourself. Look inside. Find those answers for yourself. Then those people start showing up. That's what's happened for me anyway. I wanted to share that with you. It sounds so simple, but I am starting to reap the rewards after 10 years of inner work, comfortable by myself, comfortable with a really small circle now. And the fields that are opening up for me now are very visible. And I appreciate it. I thank you. And I wish that for you as well. As always, do your best. Forget the rest. Join the show tomorrow. We're going to be rocking and rolling. It's what we do. It's what we love. Thank you very much.